Welcome, Legitties.
Hi guys.
Thank you.
What have you bought? What's your bounty?
A bunch of ingredients. It's for a double sour, a Jameson double sour.
So it's a variation. What's double on a about
whiskey
it?
Whiskey sour. The sourness.
Okay.
It's double. Also the alcohol is double.
Oh, I was wondering if that was the slippery. Yeah, okay.
It's double.
How are you going to achieve this double sour?
Instead of sugar, I go with Cointreau, which is an orange liqueur. I'm sure you've heard of it or seen it.
It looks like something from my parents' liquor cabinet.
Yes, it's vintage. It's a vintage bottle.
Been going for years, eh?
That's what makes the orange guy orange.
Yep, I've definitely taken a whiff of that stuff in my youth.
Might remind you of 10-year-old sneaking into the cabinet.
The Cointreau logo kind of just looks real NASCAR.
It's like
Cointreau.
Racing.
Yeah, it's like deco. Orangey. It's like a deco bottle.
Featured in some rocket fuel of some description at some point.
Yeah, so I suppose that's my cue to just start making.
Yeah, damn, mate, get right into it. We've returned the bottle, so.
So as I do the thing, I'm going to put some lime.
Lime is mixer. Sorry, I stopped it for lemons.
This is a great squeezing device you have. Were you up late one night and bought that for Mother's Day, and she was like, "No, thanks."
Colin actually got it, eh? The guy who's never been here.
It is.
You guys always have good contraptions.
It's an industrial. It's industrial looking lemon squeezer.
Well, to be the best,
you got to squeeze the best.
Exactly.
This is the main squeeze stuff.
So that's actually two limes. That's the double sour part.
Nice.
Since
there's
four of us, we've got to make a double mix. Sounds excessive. Yeah, so it's supposed to be 30, maybe it's 15 mil. But for this, it's 30.
So you've doubled up on the lemons?
On the sourness, yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I use limes. People like to use lemons, whatever.
Limes are flasher.
Well, I dig limes. I do dig a lime.
Now this is a fresh squeeze. Like, how many limes do you have on hand up at Legitties?
Infinite. Just until the countdown runs out, basically.
Cointreau now, he has now the Cointreau in the hand.
It should be the whiskey first. It should always... excuse me. Always build the cocktail.
Yeah, just killed me in the headphones.
Sorry about that volume. should always build a cocktail on the spirit first, but Cointreau and Jameson are both 40%, so
both spirits, you know, I'm gonna break
the rules. Well, I don't even know if I'm breaking the rules, actually.
I had no idea Cointreau was so powerful.
Yeah, it's intense, man.
Be careful.
It's awesome.
No, it's clear. It's completely clear.
It's to be enjoyed responsibly and safely.
So you squeeze those limes over ice in the shaker.
Yeah, that's right.
Good point. Ice is
pre-loaded.
That's an important thing, ice. What have we told about cocktails?
Now the Jamesons?
Yep, exactly 30 mil pours.
bish, bash.
Yep. No room for error. And then about 15, this is just...
Oh, a little egg white going in now.
Ooh.
Delish. Foot rock flats.
So that's about 15 mil of egg white. Think.
What's this contraption? Some kind of...
So this is a lid.
Oh, right, of course. I thought it was a funnel.
So you want to shake the dickens out of it so that
it goes real bubbly. Feel the bend?
Yeah.
Push through the bend. Push through it.
Look, you've got great biceps.
It's good for the biceps.
The shaking is kind of like Pied Pipering the people around the office.
It is, yeah. The room. That's the point of it, I think, yeah.
Look at that.
Good. Excuse me.
Did that make it as well? I thought I was far enough from the microphone.
Come on, man.
Pardon me.
You're in public. Taking me everywhere twice. Second time to apologise.
Third time might be cute. Never know. It does look fantastic, okay. Doesn't it? I'm getting thumbs up from all around the room here.
So shaken over ice and also poured over ice.
Yeah, so you don't normally pour it over ice, but For a double.
It looks very, very double smart. Sour. It's like a different smart rules. Little drink.
Are we good to go?
Yeah, man.
I would say just give it a whirl, gauging by the free pours, I would say putting this on ice was probably quite a good move, actually.
Oh, the lime's grunty.
Delicious.
It is delicious. That just is actually not even sarcastically. That's pretty
definitely good. It's double sour.
Be quite good when you've got a cold coming on, too.
Oh yeah, whiskey.
Chuck a couple of Panadols.
It's medicine, basically.
Lime. Lime's a strong. It's a double sour. Calling. Available
Legitties. Only at Legitties. Yep.
Man.
Anything? I've always asked this question. You guys do a little bit of food. Is there anything on the menu that you'd recommend go with this double sour?
Oh yeah, man.
Of course, a beer, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
Food-wise?
I'd recommend a burger from next door at the Burger Bar. They do this awesome just straight cheeseburger, but it's just like classic cheeseburger. Lettuce, tomato, cheese, a little bit of mayo.
Oh, sounds like a mean. Good time, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Just nothing too, you know, it's not too burger. It's just right on.
And you were saying off-air earlier that you may have... roped in a couple of artists from Others Way Festival to possibly DJ at Legitties tomorrow night.
Yeah, a couple of the guys from some of the bands going to do a bit of a iPod DJ set.
Yeah.
After their gigs, and then we've got some awesome DJs before that as well, and maybe a live act. It's a surprise to me as well.
Go the community around there. Right? Cool.
Yeah, good vibes.
Tomorrow's obviously shaping up to be a big day in St. Kevin's. Mm. BFM's there for first thing in the morning, right through to 7 p.m. And then festivities will well and truly kick off.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
Thanks so much for coming in, gents.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Do you lush?
As always.